thought he was one of the best that ever been. And he done lots of good things too. But look what happened to him. Oh, I tell you what I believe about it. He knew all about the Watergate, but I don't believe that he had anything to do with them doing it. Now, he might have, but I just don't believe it. But I just think after they did it, well, he just tried to cover up for them to tried to keep him out of trouble if he could. That's what he was doing, and got his own self in trouble.
Yeah.
But now he's a smart man.
Mark,
and everybody liked him, too.
Oh,
yeah, he really is.
Hold on.
Well, is he really in bad health like they say he is?
I think so.
I heard one man said, according to that, he just got that way since he had to go out of the White House. So he just always wanted to be something big.
Well, it's probably, I'm sure he's in bad health. It may be because of his mind.
That's what he said. So he's not. So he was where he was wanting to be, but he just fooled around and got overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
The people seem to think that the other people just overpowered him and caused him in this trouble. But he's done more good things than any president I think that's been in there. And he was a smart man.
You said that when y'all were little, you had hogs. Where'd y'all keep the hogs?
Hogs.
Uh-huh.
In the fields. Everybody's hog was running out there in them days. They would keep them up during the crops time, but after we got our corn out, everybody turned the hogs and cows all out and they just run everywhere.
Uh-huh. Y'all didn't have to have them fenced in?
No, we didn't have to fence them in. And the people didn't bother one of those hogs either.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they have to fence them in.
You have to keep them in. We call it a hog pen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about a kind of a shelter for cows or horses? What do you call that?
Just a horse barn, cow barn.
Mm-hmm.
We call them cow barn. We have a barn. We have barn for the horses. We call it a horse barn,
mm-hmm.
And we got barn for the cow. We call it cow barn.
Where do y'all turn the horses or cows out to graze now?
So when?
Where?
In the pastures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a little fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could
pin them?
Yeah.
Corral?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about
catch pen?
Uh-huh.
Be a little catch pen.
What would you use it for?
Corral them up in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about for milking them? Something you could just shut them up in?
Yeah, we call that a milk barn.
Uh-huh.
When you're milking them.
Well, did you ever hear of something cow pen or milk gas?
Yeah, that's what we always call them, cow pen.
What
did
a cow pen
We didn't nothing about a cow barn. We had a cow pen.
Uh-huh.
We just had a wooden pole lot
uh-huh.
with a little old shed in it. And we run them off in that shed. And sometimes we have a gate where we fasten it behind them, keep them from coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that a cow pen.
Is that where y'all milk them?
Yeah. We run them in that little old shed there and get us a bucket and sit down there on it and go to work.
What would you call a big farm nowadays where people have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and
dairy.
Hmm?
Milk dairy.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a farm like that?
No, that's all I remember, just the milk dairy.
Where'd y'all keep your milk and butter before you had a refrigerator?
We kept it in cool water,
uh-huh.
in a tub. That's where we kept ours.
What about potatoes or turnips during the winter?
We kept them in what we call a storm house.
Uh-huh.